This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 8th. God's word for you today is Power to Prevail. Our scripture reading is taken from Hosea 12, verse 3 to 4, and it says, He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there is Park with us. We are still on our meditation on prayer. So far, we have looked at the effectiveness of prayer, the different types of prayer, and praying in tongues. Have you seen from afar or experienced in your life something being changed literally by prayer? Our focus for the next few days is on having power, influence with God and man. If you have power with God, you will have power with men. The truth is that we are here because of God and because of prayer. Without God and without prayer, we cannot be here today. God's Favorite House is living proof and continues to be living proof that God answers prayers. Genesis 32 verse 28 says, You will no longer go by the name Jacob. From now on, your name will be Israel, because you have wrestled with God and humanity, and you have prevailed. You will wrestle with God and with man and prevail. How does a man wrestle with God and prevail? How does a man that is limited in strength, finite in knowledge, limited in skill, wrestle with God, who is a spirit, who is eternal, who is limitless, who is all-powerful and prevails? Guess who announced the result? God himself. So there was no cheating, and that is the mystery of prayer. How does a man wrestle with God and prevail? It is simple. A man wrestles with God and prevails when God allows you to prevail. I will explain with an illustration. There is a little boy that likes to do arm wrestling with pastor. So he says to me repeatedly, I am going to win you in arm wrestling. When we start arm wrestling and you can see him pushing with all his strength, I act like I am going to win him, and then I dramatize letting him win me. So he celebrates his win and tells everyone that he prevailed. He won pastor in arm wrestling. Why did he prevail? He prevailed because I allowed him to prevail. We prevail and have influence with God because God allows us to prevail. He allows us because he wants us to have a story of victory. And because we have prevailed with God, no man can run us over. God is committed to us winning and prevailing. God is committed to us having influence in the spirit realm. God is committed to us getting the answers to our prayers. Sometimes it does not appear to be so because of the reality of the challenges we face. The truth is, as much as God wants us to prevail, we have an enemy that does not want us to prevail. And that is where the conflict comes from. But regardless of what the enemy thinks and wants, we will prevail in the name of Jesus. Say amen with conviction. Is God alive? God is alive. Is he real? Is he deaf? Does he care? So, will he answer your prayers? He will. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.